Вариант 11. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Good evening, and this is our 6 o'clock news. At least 17 people have been injured in the road accident that took place last night. The police said that the lorry which had caused the accident was travelling at about 85 miles an hour, which was 25 miles more than the speed limit for heavy vehicles.
Text B.
Hi, Sam. This is Kate calling. Could you help me with some shopping? I was so busy cooking for my party that I quite forgot about sweets and drinks. I think some vanilla ice cream would be great. I've got enough apple juice, but you know, Anne and Bob prefer pineapple one. And Tom drinks nothing but mineral water. Could you buy some of these, please?
Text C.
Kate, what's the matter with your CD player?
Oh, Ian, just think, my little brother dropped it yesterday. So that's the end of my music. You know, he's sometimes a naughty devil. And now I don't know what to do.
Yes, it's always the same story with little kids. Look, I think my cousin can fix it. I'm sure it won't take long.
Thanks a lot, but I'm having a party tomorrow. Don't say that you're not coming.
Of course I am. Well, don't worry. I'll bring my own. Have you got enough CDs?
So nice of you. Do you remember the jazz CD you bought last week? Could you bring it as well? I'm sure everybody will like the music.
Text D. Sue, what's this? Is it going to be our dinner?
Yes, John, it is our dinner. And it's pasta with tomato sauce.
Oh, no. Not pasta again. I'm sick and tired of it. Can't we have potatoes and sausages? You promised to make baked potatoes.
So you remember my promises? And what about your promise to buy some potatoes and sausages on your way home from work?
Okay, it's my fault. Look, there is some tuna left. Do you mind my taking tuna sandwiches for both of us? My word, I'll buy everything you need tomorrow.
Okay, then. And by the way, buy some cabbage as well. I want to cook cabbage soup.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Good evening, and this is our 6 o'clock news. At least 17 people have been injured in the road accident that took place last night. The police said that the lorry which had caused the accident was travelling at about 85 miles an hour, which was 25 miles more than the speed limit for heavy vehicles.
Text B.
Hi, Sam. This is Kate calling. Could you help me with some shopping? I was so busy cooking for my party that I quite forgot about sweets and drinks. I think some vanilla ice cream would be great. I've got enough apple juice, but you know, Anne and Bob prefer pineapple one. And Tom drinks nothing but mineral water. Could you buy some of these, please?
Text C.
Kate, what's the matter with your CD player?
Oh, Ian, just think, my little brother dropped it yesterday. So that's the end of my music. You know, he's sometimes a naughty devil. And now I don't know what to do.
Yes, it's always the same story with little kids. Look, I think my cousin can fix it. I'm sure it won't take long.
Thanks a lot, but I'm having a party tomorrow. Don't say that you're not coming.
Of course I am. Well, don't worry. I'll bring my own. Have you got enough CDs?
So nice of you. Do you remember the jazz CD you bought last week? Could you bring it as well? I'm sure everybody will like the music.
Text D. Sue, what's this? Is it going to be our dinner?
Yes, John, it is our dinner. And it's pasta with tomato sauce.
Oh no, not pasta again. I'm sick and tired of it. Can't we have potatoes and sausages? You promised to make baked potatoes.
So you remember my promises? And what about your promise to buy some potatoes and sausages on your way home from work?
Okay, it's my fault. Look, there is some tuna left. Do you mind my taking tuna sandwiches for both of us? My word, I'll buy everything you need tomorrow.
Okay, then. And by the way, buy some cabbage as well. I want to cook cabbage soup.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we've asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about things they always take with them leaving home. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I always take an extra key because I'm incredibly forgetful, and I often leave my keys at home and pull the door closed behind me with the keys still on the kitchen table. So, if I take an extra key, I don't have to call my mum or disturb our neighbour, who also keeps one for us. Twice, I found myself in the situation when mum was out of town and my neighbours were absent, and I had to wait for 2 hours.
Speaker B. I never go anywhere without a bar of chocolate. I always have one in my bag in case I get hungry. The trouble, of course, is that the more I think about this chocolate in my bag, the more hungrier I feel. So then I eat it. And a moment later, I start to panic that I haven't got any more, and I can hardly wait for the break to run to the school canteen to buy another bar. And so it goes on. Speaker C.
I always take a notebook and a pen of some kind, or just a pencil. My hobby is drawing, and I need to have something to draw with if I see something interesting. Especially, I like to draw faces of people I meet, and sometimes they get annoyed if they see me look at them, and then draw something in my notebook. But I don't care about it. I dream of becoming an artist, and portraits attract me most of all.
Speaker D.
I always have a penknife with me. It makes me feel safe in any situation, though I have never used it in any fight. Actually, it's a lovely penknife. It was my father's and it's got a lovely handle. But it's useful if I need to cut something, like an apple. And once I even used it to free a kitten tied to a tree by somebody.
Speaker E.
Of course, teachers say we don't need mobile phones at school, and we are not allowed to use them in class. But it makes me feel much happier to have it with me, because Mum often calls me, especially after classes, and checks where I am at the moment. And on my way back from school, I use it as a player. 20 minutes of music while walking home are enough to cheer myself up after a school day.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we've asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about things they always take with them leaving home. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I always take an extra key because I'm incredibly forgetful, and I often leave my keys at home and pull the door closed behind me with the keys still on the kitchen table. So, if I take an extra key, I don't have to call my mum or disturb our neighbour, who also keeps one for us. Twice, I found myself in the situation when Mum was out of town and my neighbours were absent, and I had to wait for 2 hours.
Speaker B. I never go anywhere without a bar of chocolate. I always have one in my bag in case I get hungry. The trouble, of course, is that the more I think about this chocolate in my bag, the more hungrier I feel. So then I eat it. And a moment later, I start to panic that I haven't got any more, and I can hardly wait for the break to run to the school canteen to buy another bar. And so it goes on. Speaker C.
I always take a notebook and a pen of some kind, or just a pencil. My hobby is drawing, and I need to have something to draw with if I see something interesting. Especially, I like to draw faces of people I meet, and sometimes they get annoyed if they see me look at them, and then draw something in my notebook. But I don't care about it. I dream of becoming an artist, and portraits attract me most of all.
Speaker D.
I always have a penknife with me. It makes me feel safe in any situation, though I have never used it in any fight. Actually, it's a lovely penknife. It was my father's and it's got a lovely handle. But it's useful if I need to cut something, like an apple. And once I even used it to free a kitten tied to a tree by somebody.
Speaker E.
Of course, teachers say we don't need mobile phones at school, and we are not allowed to use them in class. But it makes me feel much happier to have it with me, because Mum often calls me, especially after classes, and checks where I am at the moment. And on my way back from school, I use it as a player. 20 minutes of music while walking home are enough to cheer myself up after a school day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу юному радиожурналисту проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Thank you for your agreement to answer our questions. You've got such a busy and concentrated look.
Well, there is a week left before the new year, and I still have a lot to do. Right now, I'm looking for some presents.
I can see a tennis racket in your hands. Is it a present for someone?
Yes, it's for my father. He is keen on playing tennis, and the CD is for my mother.
Then you must know what kind of music she loves.
Sure. She says that she is old-fashioned, as she prefers classical music. So I've bought some Strauss's waltzes. Mum finds them relaxing.
I can see it's not too difficult for you to choose presents for your family.
It's okay with my dad and mum. The most difficult one is my brother. He is 8 years old and has so many hobbies.
Modern kids seem to dream of getting some up-to-date device. What about your brother?
You see, I can hardly afford to buy anything like that for him. Last year he got a new PlayStation from our parents. I think this year it will be a mobile, but I'm not sure.
Haven't they decided yet?
Well, our dad wants to buy something super modern, but Mum doesn't think it's a good idea. He's too young for such a phone.
So, you agree with your mother, don't you?
I got my phone only 2 years ago, when I was 13.
I see. So what are your ideas about a present for your brother?
He's fond of collecting stamps, and he needs a new album for his collection. At least this is what I can afford to buy.
By the way, the money affair. Do you spend your pocket money on the presents?
Sure, my parents give me out a certain weekly sum, and I try to save something.
Have you thought about taking a part-time job? The older you become, the more pocket money you may need.
I think I'll try to find a job this summer, after exams.
Well, what about you? What present would you like to get?
I hope it will be a new laptop. This year, I'm to take exams, and I really need it for school studies.
Well, I've got a few more questions. Just 5 minutes, not more.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Thank you for your agreement to answer our questions. You've got such a busy and concentrated look.
Well, there is a week left before the new year, and I still have a lot to do. Right now, I'm looking for some presents.
I can see a tennis racket in your hands. Is it a present for someone?
Yes, it's for my father. He is keen on playing tennis, and the CD is for my mother.
Then you must know what kind of music she loves.
Sure. She says that she is old-fashioned, as she prefers classical music. So I've bought some Strauss's waltzes. Mum finds them relaxing.
I can see it's not too difficult for you to choose presents for your family.
It's okay with my dad and mum. The most difficult one is my brother. He is 8 years old and has so many hobbies.
Modern kids seem to dream of getting some up-to-date device. What about your brother?
You see, I can hardly afford to buy anything like that for him. Last year he got a new PlayStation from our parents. I think this year it will be a mobile, but I'm not sure.
Haven't they decided yet?
Well, our dad wants to buy something super modern, but Mum doesn't think it's a good idea. He's too young for such a phone.
So, you agree with your mother, don't you?
I got my phone only 2 years ago. When I was 13.
I see. So what are your ideas about a present for your brother?
He's fond of collecting stamps, and he needs a new album for his collection. At least this is what I can afford to buy.
By the way, the money affair. Do you spend your pocket money on the presents?
Sure, my parents give me out a certain weekly sum, and I try to save something.
Have you thought about taking a part-time job? The older you become, the more pocket money you may need.
I think I'll try to find a job this summer, after exams.
Well, what about you? What present would you like to get?
I hope it will be a new laptop. This year, I'm to take exams, and I really need it for school studies.
Well, I've got a few more questions. Just 5 minutes, not more.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the Leisure Club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about spending their free time. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous, so you don't have to give your name. So, let's get started. What are your favorite weekdays? Why? Do you plan spending your free time or just waste it? How do your free time activities depend on the weather? Have you any special hobbies which take up your free time? What are they, if any? Why do you think it's necessary to help your parents about the house? What would you recommend your friends to do in their free time? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.